Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to WAMRDB. That is Digital Broadcasting Online. This morning at 6 a.m. on June 22nd, we are spotlighting a wonderful company called SunTrust. That's the bank, guys. The WAMR was able to attend the SunTrust Second Supplier Diversity event as a corporate highlight for the show. We want people to continue to listen in. I'm your host, Kareem Ali, broadcasting live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. This particular show had a spotlight of several of SunTrust's Tier 1 suppliers. So it was an opportunity to match up individuals involving the suppliers that they use, and they had 60 registrations. You'll be hearing live interviews regarding the show and individuals that was attended. And another. Can we get some extra ranch sauce? Then there's the ceremonial nightcap. So what are we doing this weekend? And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed,
could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid.
But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't
Wednesday morning. Very proud to have had an opportunity to spotlight such a second fire diversity event corporate spotlight event from SunTrust. Adam Ford, as well as the Vice President Adam Moore, Strategic Commodity Manager. We also had the AGLCC with Jack McKinley. There was the national group that represents the companies. There were also vendors. So sit back and let's look at some of the interviews. There's some selective groups that I wanted to mention. Lincoln Harris was there, which is the corporate sourcing specialist for that beautiful facility, as well as MET Secure, IT Telecom, the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and of course, the AGLCC, Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce with Jack McKinley, and a few other folks that was there as well. You'll be listening to those interviews. Want to let everybody know that the rest of the show is already pre-recorded. And we hope you all enjoy the remainder of the show. And we thank you all for tuning in. We also had Nira Ball from the U.S. PAC, Asian Chamber of Commerce there, as well as I think there was another chamber as well, the Georgia Hispanic Chamber. So let me get out of the show and let you guys listen in to the
to take it to the next phase.
People are getting to know each other. Everybody's approachable and touchable. I'm talking with the Vice President, Mr. Adam Moore, at the event here at the beautiful SunTrust Garden.
Thank you.
Building.
Thank
Sir,
you so
tell
much.
Us a little about the event and what we are seeing here going on today.
Sure. So one of the things here at SunTrust is we have a very strong culture. We like to reach out to our small businesses and also our diversity suppliers. Here at SunTrust, we feel that our diversity suppliers bring us kind of that X factor in our supply chain, helps us be nimble, helps us be intuitive, helps us be leaders in the industry. So we value these relationships, and this is, we like having this type of event on site here at the bank where you guys can come and meet us and see that we really kind of put, you know, our money where the mouth is, so to speak, you being a bank. And we really enjoy meeting the other businesses, providing opportunities for small businesses, because that's the other big thing. It's not just so much SunTrust trying to make sure that we keep our portfolios diverse, but also to create opportunities for our small business leaders, for our diversity business leaders, to have other opportunities to network with others.
You guys have a unique program called Onward.
On Up.
On Up. That is a great tool for anybody to utilize.
Yes.
And you all also hosted a commercial on the Super Bowl.
Right?
So,
how crazy is that?
It was wonderful. We loved it. I didn't know that was something. And you didn't ask for anything.
No.
You're just doing. It's your corporate social responsibility.
It is.
Consciously allow people a different turn in thinking and consciously building their finances and then having a place like SunTrust to come forward and then building this five million
sign up. Yep.
And this for normal people, we can get our kids on budget. We can get ourselves on track too with this.
Exactly. You know, a lot of banks, a lot of corporations want to stand up and talk about financial responsibility and corporate responsibility, but I think SunTrust is taking it to the next level. We've really stepped up. We said, well, what does that really look like? And that's where this On Up program really came from. And that commercial is something else. You know, it's out there on YouTube, and you can link to it from SunTrust.com. It brings tears to my eyes. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that ad, but I have to kind of fight the tears back a little each time I see it. And but it's special. You know, it's a really good message. And anybody who hears us talk about this, I encourage you to go to SunTrust.com, sign up for On Up. Yeah, not asking you to open a checking account, a savings account, whatever. Just join the movement. Joining the movement's free, and that's what we want. It's a grassroots startup kind of movement that we've got going on.
Okay, and then your last question. Lisa Owen,
she put
this together.
She's great.
A wonderful second year event in the turnout of some of your, these are your second tier vendors that are here.
Yes.
You guys, I'm going to be able to show you guys some of this, some of the second tier vendors. They're here wholeheartedly, and Lisa Owens is the
She's awesome.
diversity.
She is my first vice president in charge of diversity suppliers.
Okay.
So she's the one that really kind of helps lead that vanguard forward, right? And so then myself and others, we just kind of support her. We ride her wake a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, so she really carries the message out for us, and she does a great job. And you know, it's great. We filled this room. And
absolutely.
So I've already looked at our boss, Tim Mueller, and I was like, Tim, we're going to need a bigger room next
absolutely.
Year. So,
a
you know, if you guys didn't make it to this one, please, I encourage y'all to again, SunTrust.com, sign up as a diversity supplier, and I can't wait to see you next year.
Okay, and then we'll probably have a little follow-up interview.
That'd be great.
After this event is over with. Mr. Moore, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Right.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you so much.
Right. Okay, you guys are listening to WMAR Radio with Karima Ali. I'm going to go around here and harass all these other people. It's a great opportunity. It's too late to come out, but make sure you guys register. SunTrust is doing it big, you guys, for Atlanta and all across the country. Thank you.
Thank you.
My address is Malari Soda. That's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed. And driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food stole bucks, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving.
All right, you guys, we're at Atlanta Mix Radio, WMR. We are at this wonderful conference at SunTrust, that this Rockin' Chamber, AGLCC Atlanta. This is how we do it in ATL. Standing here with Jennifer Luck, General Manager, AGLCC, Ms. Paula Maddox, also SunTrust, and the wonderful Jack Kinley. We all know who he is. Jack, thank you for inviting us. And like we were saying, that we would have known nothing about this event unless AGLCC puts out mass emails to small companies, small groups like ours. Want to thank you. Tell us a little about the event and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, I want to say a quick thank you to SunTrust, our corporate partner, for pulling this event together. And the event, it really intends to reach a broader audience than simply the LGBT small business owners. It is a diverse supplier conference where SunTrust has brought in first their prime suppliers, people who do business with SunTrust, and are looking to do business with other diverse certified businesses. So not only are LGBT business owners and members of the Atlanta Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce in the room today, so are members of the USTAACC, women-owned businesses, Hispanic-owned businesses, and other small chambers. So the goal here is really to just connect businesses, small and big, to help the small guys grow.
And that's what you guys have been doing. You guys have been doing a tremendous job in allowing individuals. One of the things you guys just did was at Cox Media. That was an awesome event. Got good information and was able to walk away with a lot of takeaways and meeting people. Again, AGLCC doing things where small companies like us can come in. It was free, you guys. They're not charging. They do charge a few things, but they always allow me to come in, so thank you so kindly. That's what I do. I'm also talking with Jennifer Luck. She's the general manager as well. What is your take on this particular event?
My take is that we need to do these more often, to connect as diversity chambers. It's important for us, not only as an LGBT chamber, to have presence at, say, a Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, so we can build those relationships, because we have a diverse membership base that may be Latino as well as LGBT. So it's important that they have access to all of the resources that Atlanta has to offer. So I would like to see us make connections and continue the relationships that we're building here at SunTrust into the community and into future events.
Absolutely. And Ms. Maddox, you're a part of SunTrust as well.
You actually work for SunTrust.
I do.
All right, this is the money, y'all. We're gonna move away from Jack and Jennifer and get cuddled up here to Ms. Maddox, this beautiful woman with this wonderful sweater. We believe that it's a nice little scarf. Tell us a little bit about the event, and thank you.
Well, SunTrust has a long history of a relationship with the AGLCC. I'm actually happy to be on the board this year working with the members. And I'm volunteering today, really, as a SunTrust employee and also here with the AGLCC. And it's a great event. It's brought together, I think the estimate this year was 300 or more small and large businesses and connecting the tier twos and such. So I'm really thrilled to be here. And of course, the On Up movement. I'm actually over three hats today. Who knew? The Purpose Ambassador for the On Up movement, which is a movement that SunTrust has just been rolling out this year.
Oh, yeah, and I love the commercial that you guys previewed. It brought tears. It also shows and speaks to the fact that not just AGLCC, but SunTrust hosted this event free of charge, had a wonderful spread of food and drinks and everything, and it's a wonderful outlook of some of the tier one suppliers looking to work with some of the tier two suppliers.
Exactly.
You don't normally see that with AGLCC and SunTrust coming together. I know there's other chambers, but AGLCC, you know, who we roll with, so that's it, what I'm saying. But one of the things that Mr. Moore talked about was that being able to reach the community wholeheartedly, like the chamber, and reach out to the chamber and keep those relationships going over the past years, regardless of the diversity and inclusion part, this is a corporate social movement on you all. So it's not about checking the numbers with SunTrust. It's about the right thing to do and the purpose of SunTrust being able to be a community bank as well as a corporate bank.
Exactly. Yeah, and we're based here in Atlanta, and we're a purpose-driven company, and this movement just fits in so perfectly with what we hope to do and to help everyone move into confidence with their finances. You know, regardless of the level of your income, 70% of people, even in the higher income, are living paycheck to paycheck, and that's just not an acceptable place to live. It's uncomfortable for everybody.
Right.
Our goal is to educate and to help bring people along and move up and feel better.
Well, we really appreciate it. Jack, you have a unique job now. You're having an event also today. You're doing two or three events in one day, Jack?
I'm doing two events today, and I want to say this is our second event at SunTrust today, and I'm sorry, this week. We had our membership orientation for new members and current members on Tuesday here. SunTrust generously donated donuts and coffee as well as space, and this super sexy, top-notch, high-tech classroom that made it so easy for us to disseminate the information to all of our new members. So that was the event on Tuesday. I'm back again today. And I knew exactly where to park today because I had my dry run on Tuesday. And then again tonight, we will be doing the AGLCC University at the Small Business Administration, where from 6 to 8, it's open to members and non-members. We will be talking about how to build your business plan, and not only how to build it, but how to revise it as your business grows and as the economy and the market shift. You always have to be on top of what's next, and you have to be in tune to that business plan. And that business plan opens doors for you financially when you're going to seek access to capital with partners like SunTrust.
So
they'll have top-notch experts from the SBA come in to speak to us about why your business plan matters and how to make one that really gets the results you're looking for.
Okay, talk to us about Lab Monkey. I see that on your shirt. Lab Monkey Communications. I looked at that on the site. Tell us a little about Lab Monkey.
I'm a small business owner myself.
Okay.
Lab Monkey Communications is my company, and we've been in business for 9 years. We help large businesses, anywhere from 500 employees up to global organizations, brand the employee experience. So what does an employee need to know about your company to make the decision to come work for you? What do they need to know about the benefits and programs in place that help them become successful contributors in the workplace? And what do they need to know on the skill level to be better at doing their job? So anything executives and middle management need to distribute to every employee out in the field, that's where we come in. We help them communicate that through websites, newsletters, employee benefits manuals, even online training. So videos, like anything, any communication channel that you need to get down to every employee in your organization, that's where we step in.
When you do the visual, because, you know, people don't like reading.
Yeah. Oh, videos. Videos are a key component of where communications is going.
All right.
And we do that from everything from helping middle managers and executives sort of master some simple technology to do it themselves,
okay,
and give them some talking points for how to structure a successful, succinct message, to actually storyboarding, scripting, and video, you know, shooting the actual videos and building something that's a little more sexy, like the Super Bowl commercial we saw today from SunTrust.
The sex thinking messages. That, only Jackie can not tongue tie that, right, Ms. Maddie?
Sexy, succinct messages.
Absolutely. How will people be able to join the LGC? What's the website and all that to get in contact with them?
You can go to www.theaglpc.org. Make sure you include Z, because there's an Austin Gay and Lesbian Chamber, and it wouldn't do you much good if you live in Georgia or Atlanta.
Yeah, that's how I found out the hard way.
We love them, but it wouldn't do you much good. So theaglpc.org is our website.
All right, thank you, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on your show.
Okay, well, you'll be back.
I will.
I'll be chasing you.
Good.
All right, then. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Listening to WAMR Radio. This is with Ms. Maddox from SunTrust Bank and the president of the AGLCC, Mr. Sexy Jack Kennelly, CEO and founder. So we're going to be looking forward for them to come out and be on the show. We're going to keep harassing them. You know what I do. All right.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org, a public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Jewels,
we love you.
jewel, long permed hair, short dyed afro, braided or in dreads, don't you ever drop your head. Let it be raised to the clouds, which is its rightful place, and let nothing less than the look of pride decorate your beautiful black face. Black jewel, created in endless shades of colors and hues, when God created the rainbow, he must have been inspired by you.
Let you
dealerships, real estate offices, whatever your business, Fantasy Sports Contest can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
Thank you.
to the next phase. Phase two.
Welcome back to the WAMR Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. As we said, we're looking at doing corporate spotlights. You can catch us on AtlantaMixRadio.com. Catch us on Facebook. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the show. We are very glad that we were invited by the AGLCC and talking with SunTrust. There's opportunity to work with their Tier 1 as a Tier 2 contractor. So thank you all for tuning in to the show, and we appreciate all our support. This particular show was sponsored by CECI SFM, which is an online supplier of maintenance, repair, and operations products. So go to their site at www.cecisfm.com, and we thank you all for tuning in.
Drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration
Mom?
And the Ad
Council. Juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store? Mom.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able. But I know